I guess the music is just going to keep right on rocking and rolling. There we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is Anna Bangulin, your spiritual humorist and life coach. It's been a little minute, but I am back, and here we are. This wonderful time of, I'm going to say evening because that's when I'm going live. At the same time, you could be listening to this anywhere and anytime. This show is sponsored by Magic Mind, the world's first mental performance elixir. So more about that later. I just want to jump on here and kind of catch everybody up on things that are going on. I think life has, thrown us some interesting curveballs and
loops the loop.
So folks, those that I'm going to introduce Ms. Amy Anderson, who is actually here with us today. So hopefully that you guys can hear us as we're chatting. But, you know, one thing that we were talking about is how so many things have shifted. I mean, so many things seem to have stayed the same, but so many things have shifted in such a way. Over the past, I would say, year, we've been saying there's big shift coming.
Oh, yeah.
And here
it is. COVID, but yeah, seriously, this year has been definitely ebb and flow with lots of layers of things that are going on.
Yeah, so that's the cool part. We want to talk a little bit about that. We also just want to talk about, like, the shifts that are happening, the beauty of clarity, and embracing the change. Because there are times, especially recently, and I'll fill you guys in, because it's kind of a cool, kind of a sad thing and a cool thing all at the same time.
There's a beauty to every sadness.
There is. So for those that did listen to the Psychic Bartender Show, Miss Gloria Parker, she did pass away on March the 2nd of this year, and that is a very sad I would say it was sad. It's still, you know, as a human, that hits our heart in certain ways. And I think
I think it's super unfortunate. However, she is no longer bound to her body and she can breathe freely. So
yes.
She's free, you know?
So those that didn't know about Miss Gloria, she had, she'd been on oxygen for about 4 years. So, we got to spend a lot of time with her, probably especially the last 6 months, even though we saw her pretty much once or twice a week.
Yeah, the last several years.
Helping her out. And so she did do the Psychic Bartender Show. We're believing we're going to revive that with the Psychic Bartender's Friends. So that's kind of cool. We also have a show called The Southern Psychics coming up because I have been entrusted with the love and care of what is called the Big Psychic Fair that has been
Gloria Parker's now named Gloria Parker's Big Psychic Fair.
Yeah.
It's been going on since 1990.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. I was gifted that basically in her will that I had a choice, either continue or not continue, but I actually believe that it is definitely Gloria's way of kicking me in the butt to get me going in the direction that I want to go.
It is, and it helps the community, too.
Yeah, it does.
It helps ourselves.
We have actually started a nonprofit that we're about 30 days, less than 30 days now, hopefully, of getting our IRS letter. We're excited about that. And our nonprofit letter, that's what we're doing. So we started the Universal Energy Center of Harmony here in Roswell, Georgia. So that's like a suburb of Atlanta. And she had been doing the Big Psychic Fair there once a month, primarily the first full weekend of every month, except the 4th of July.
Right.
It's the weekend after whatever the 4th of July lands on. And you can see any of those details at bigpsychicfair.com, and all of that is in the show notes as well. And I have officially done two fairs. Interesting, you know, since Miss Glow was not well, there are a lot of things that kind of got waylaid, I guess. And so we're just cleaning all that stuff up. It's all good. We've got a nice, beautiful email list that we can get stuff out to. And so one of the things that I want to do is start promoting not only these shows, but also the fairs. And we are very open to events and retreats and all kinds of stuff. So if you've been listening to our show for a long time, and if you've actually listened to me at all, in the beginning, I was like, I'd love to do retreats. I'd love to do all of this stuff. And then trying to figure out the how, which is not my job, and now it seems like
kind of fell in your lap.
Yeah, the how fell in my lap. So the universe is bringing me what I've been slowly turning the corner on to do in my own life. So that has been exciting and wonderful all at the same time.
Ask and you shall receive.
Exactly. And that's the really cool part about it. So the fun part about if you're in Atlanta or around the Atlanta area, we'll be doing stuff during the week. You can get online. I think it's Facebook Harmony Place Center, the Blue Barn, or just Google Harmony Place Center in Roswell, Georgia, and you can find information out about it. Now, here's the kind of the kicker is the city of Roswell actually wants to tear this Blue Barn down. This barn is a 200-plus-year-old potato barn.
It was a potato barn that all the local farmers, because most of Roswell was farmland and southern antebellum plantations back in the day, and all the farmers would bring their potatoes to this one barn, and they would get stored there, and they would get sold, and the community would share them. And, yeah, so it's a groovy.
It's got a lot of really good energy, and it is a 200-plus-year-old barn. You know, when there was talk before Ms. Glow passed, she had talked to me about keeping these things going, and my first thought was, we're going to get out of this barn. But I'll tell you, it is such an interesting place, and I believe as long as they'll let us have it, we'll be in that barn. It's kind of creepy. I want to say, but it's got to be
fun.
It'd be a great place for people who didn't know it to be there on Halloween. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But you just get used to it, and it's cozy. And we've made it kind of cozy. We've cleared out a lot of stuff. We've made like a living room area upstairs so people can sit around, and we have conversations that do make a difference. We've been told that the energy has changed a lot there. We love that. So my goal is to actually utilize this barn more than just one weekend a month, and that actually needs to happen for us to maintain it as well.
To sustain the nonprofit
as well. Yeah, as well, and at the same time, so we'll be doing some live events there. Like I want to do a Woo Wednesday if I'm ever in town on Wednesday.
And then also
some spiritual comedy, like comedy and improv, and we are open to workshops. We have some folks talking to us about workshops and stuff. So it's going to be a great place. I feel like I'm an ad for the barn, but I'm excited about the possibilities of everything that is happening and what's going on. I know in my life that, you know, I was telling a few people this weekend, it feels extremely overwhelming. Because right now this is a labor of love.
Yeah,
and
there's
a lot of moving parts to it. And as I was, when I was helping Miss Glow with her marketing and doing all the things I was doing for her, she did not really divulge.
She was very set in her ways.
She was very set in her ways and didn't divulge the information and how she did things really. And so I'm just doing what I know and being able to create a little more than I was able to create for her before. So I know she is guiding us, and she's with us aesthetically, and she's excited about all the changes that we're making, but also continually including her because she is a big influence, not only for me, but for a lot of people. And I came to find out that, like, a lot of people – I mean, they were afraid to read, and she pushed them, basically.
She was a mouthpiece.
So
everybody's, like, for talking you into doing something that you may have been second-guessing yourself about.
Right.
But she was amazing at, like, kind of nudging you in that direction.
Yeah.
She definitely helped me do that when I was starting my own business.
And so she pushes you. She saw potential in you, and she always said it's a God job. So she was very much into, really into helping people and assisting people to move forward.
Yeah.
Anyway, so okay, so we've talked about what's coming up, what's going on directly. I know with me, but certainly, you know, hopefully this is going to be a ripple effect and help a lot of other people. I think it already has. I think it's been a real cool. Some of the conversations I've had with not only the readers and the vendors, but just people at coming into the fair alone, and the community has said something. So it's really nice to know that we can be of service and that we can help. And that's really the key of what I want to do. Now, if they will just work me out of a job in a company, I'm good with that too. So, again, you
that'd
can
be great to be the full time.
Yeah, wouldn't it? That would be fun.
That is the goal, and it's going to happen. It's just, you know,
it's a matter of time.
It's all moving in that direction.
It's human time. That's
I look at it that way. So, yeah, so I'd love to find out, you know, what's happening with everybody else. I feel like I've a little bit been out of the loop. You know, cousin Elisa and Liz have been doing their show on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30. Bless them. Love you so much. Thank you. We are hoping to fill these slots. We've got so many beautiful people who are going to step up and just be on the show, have these conversations. I'm looking forward to Southern Psychics especially, because the plan on that is doing a two-hour show with two different psychics, so that's going to be neat and have
we
people call in.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Give yourself a little buffer there.
Maybe. Well, you know, we're doing this in a different way this time. We're doing this, obviously this show is kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants, and we had gone out to get something to eat, and I came back, and I said, I've got things to do. And Amy's like, you need to get back on the air. And I said, okay, I'll do it tonight. You know, because that's how I roll.
Yep.
So here I am.
I love it. Look at you putting one foot right in front of the other.
Right, and getting on the air. So if you are listening and you want to call in, you can call in at 718-664-9124. I don't expect anybody or many people to call in because this was the last. I mean, I could actually go on social media right now and post this if I wanted to. But I don't know. I want to kind of keep it kind of cozy, keep it kind of real. And let you know. But here's the cool part, and this is, I'll get into some shameless advertising here, because this is a very interesting product, and I mentioned it earlier, that we are being sponsored, this show is being sponsored by Magic Mind, and it is a performance elixir. So it is based of every, it's a bunch of, like, mushrooms and chlorophyll and let's see. It's got all kinds of stuff, B vitamins. And so it's
vitamins and minerals.
Vitamins and minerals for cognition, for energy, and for less stress. So the really cool part about this, and generally I would have a link in there, and at some point maybe, I'm sure they're going to give me one. I've been wanting to talk about this for months, seriously, because a lot of the stuff that I've been doing for the last several months, I don't know that I could have done without the Magic Mind. This thing gives you a boost of energy. It's not, you know, it's all natural.
And
so
it helps you be clear. It feels like it clears the gunk out of your body, like, within 15 minutes.
Yeah, the clarity that you have, the mental clarity you have, and this is why it's so interesting that, I mean, I wanted to talk about this, and I know, Liam, I love you, Liam. I know you're going to be listening to this. You know, he's been messaging me, and I promise you, so much has happened. I would say in the last, since before Christmas.
Yeah.
And for those people that don't know, there were several of us here that take care of a lot of elderly folks, and sadly, Glory was one of those people, and she did pass. And even through that, and through everybody else, you know.
She was talking about trying the Magic Mind because I told her it helped me with my menopause foggy brain. And she's like, well, I might need some of that. S-H-I-T.
That would be glow. So it did. Like, for me, I know there was a lapse in there because, honestly, I've been sharing the Magic Mind. I'm getting it, like, delivered. Like, I'm getting three cases delivered at a time. And I'm paying for it. I mean, they're sponsoring this show, but they're not, like, throwing me products constantly. They threw me one case of it, and I tried it. Like, this is amazing. Well, I didn't reorder it for a minute. And then that foggy brain thing came back, and I'm like, that is so weird. And then I went ahead and ordered several cases, and I actually sent some cases off to different people and got feedback. So I went ahead and put myself on a subscription because I feel like I need it in my life.
If it helps you.
Yeah. So that's the thing. There was a waning time,
yeah.
And I just, for probably a good week that I was, and I take, generally when I remember, here's the key, I can take a B-complex. The thing about this is it stays in my fridge. I get up in the morning. I just drink one. It's a little bitty thing. It's a little green shot. Like, if you do green drinks or anything like that. But
it doesn't taste bad at all.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't taste herbal.
Mm-mm.
Or anything.
Mm-mm. And it's really good. I mean, today I actually poured it over ice just for the fun of it and thought, you know, I'll make just a little sippy drink out of it. Ooh. So this here's the cool part about it. And we wouldn't talk about it. Except
it works.
It makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
It really does.
And I wanted to tell Liam that. How do you express your gratitude and
thanks
appreciation?
Thanks for inventing it.
Well, it was, yeah. So the gentleman is James Bishara, who's the creator of Magic Mind. I'm reading a little, I have a little card here because it comes in every box. But basically, his story is he had a heart condition. He went to the ER because he was like, you know, like a lot of people deciding that they've got to work their patooties off so they can live a life, right? So he was stressed out, went to the doctor, said he had a heart condition, yada, yada, yada. And then he was talking to, what did he say? It was a naturopath, but he was drinking a lot of coffee, and then they suggested he drink green tea because it has compounds in it, and it absorbs caffeine in a certain way. Anyway, so what he did is he got together with some folks, and I'm not reading the card on this, it's just verbatim, but he basically, they're like, well, why don't we mix something that can work, like actually utilize the caffeine in coffee in a way that's different. Now, I don't drink coffee every day. I drink it every once in a while. But what this does is instead of getting that like immediate buzz of coffee, this will level it out. And because I've done it with coffee before, and it does, it kind of levels it out. The cool part about this is like you get a good full day of nice clarity. It doesn't shut off, but I notice like I'm a little different than most people because I work like 12, 14 hour days. Because when I get off from work, I'm like working either in my studio or I'm working, you know, now for the barn, I'm the psychic fair and the spiritual center, the nonprofit. Yeah. So I'm going. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't have this type of energy without it. And when I'm down, I'm like a slug. You can ask Amy, she knows.
yeah, find her.
Anyway, yeah, I'm on the couch, like rolled up, watching TV or something, or just taking a nap. I find myself like taking 20-minute naps in the middle of the day. Oh, don't tell anybody I work with that. Anyway. Just go to magicmind.com or go to Instagram, Magic Mind, and just check it out. It's kind of cool. You'll see a lot of ads out and about because obviously when I started buying it and stuff, all of a sudden I'm on Facebook and I'm seeing ads from Magic Mind, so it's kind of cool.
They do have it distributed in some grocery stores now.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think Whole Foods has it,
yes.
And maybe Trader Joe's. So if you just want to try it, I would honestly say grab two or three because – one, it's good, but your body's kind of got to get used to it. Like Amy can only take one every other day. She drinks one every other day. So it's, you know.
I'm a weirdo.
She's a weirdo. No.
My body's wired. So
yeah, because otherwise she literally will stay up 24 hours a day. And I was like that with some B12 that I was taking before. But this isn't a buzzy feeling. It's just a nice, clear feeling. Okay. So I've talked a bit about Magic Mind, and, you know, again, I feel like we're doing ads for all these places, but these are like things that work, and I don't endorse things that don't work. I think that's
yeah.
the cool, because I've tried different products. Trust me, what's a place that you go to get your face done? Like a salon? Is it a salon? It's like a spa place. But these guys just did facials, you know, and they, you know, I'm just 60, so hoo-ha. And, you know, I got some little bags under my eyes, so I was like, how can I get rid of these? So they put this stuff on my face, you know. But what they don't tell you is when you wipe it off, because they come back. Like, it's a thing that literally kind of, like, dehydrates or absorbs whatever moisture is under there. So you look like you have smooth. It'd be good for, like, 2 hours.
You can put some preparation H on there.
Well, okay. You know, whatever that is. I'll try that. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, you try to think, like, now, like, you know, one of the big things, I don't care about being 60. I think it's kind of cool to tell people that I'm 60 because most people don't think I'm 60, but that's fine. But I feel like, honestly, the last 6 years, I've aged. Instead of being, what, 35 in appearance, now I'm, like, in my early 40s in appearance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the feedback I'm getting. But anyway, so it's all good. But the fun part is that once you get your groove back or you're starting to feel clear about things and things are really going for you,
I think your usefulness
comes back here.
That, and I think you have to learn to really love yourself, honestly,
yeah.
And take time for your own self,
yeah.
too.
People like me. You told me that earlier. No.
Yes. We're not talking about you.
Elisa will tell you it's all about
it's
me. Wait a second.
Elisa's not here to say that.
She's listening in, though. Hey, Easy.
All that.
All that. Yeah, so that is the funny part, because that was the whole thing with this community center, spiritual community center, because I felt very loved and embraced by a lot of people the past couple of months, and I'm being contacted, communicated with, and so many people are reaching out to me about different things, and I can feel the love and support from people, and it's amazing. I just people, hey, are you the new person to talk to about, you know, the big psychic fair or the space over there, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I feel very blessed that I just feel very blessed, and that, you know, I'm able to be a part of it. Yeah, it's all a gift. So let's get down to the nitty gritty about possibilities and shifts that are happening. Now, well, we talked about the shifts, but how can we shift ourselves? And again, if you guys have been listening, this is a universal energy radio. We are a law of attraction and inspired action. And for me, it's like when you do things, you do them from a place of love and kindness and compassion, not resistance. What were you saying the other day to somebody? You're like, you don't have to do it, but you get to do it.
That's right.
You don't have to go to work, but you get to do the work. You get to go to work. You don't have to do that project, but you get to do that project.
Yeah.
Very much a difference in your verbiage, and that's one of the first things that I really listen for in people when I'm communicating with them, is their verbiage and what they're saying, because
what they're saying and where their actions align also too, because a lot of people's words and actions don't line up.
Correct. And it's not a judgment. It's just when they are asking you how they can shift, or they're asking you how they can move in a different direction, that's the first thing I do, is listen to what they're speaking and how they're showing up in the world. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear somebody who, even the words I can't, in that context of just, they see something cute and they go, oh, I just can't. You know what, have you heard that? Like,
yeah.
I've heard that. There's a lot of like slang out there. But those words have power already. They already have an energy attached
to
them.
Why they call it spelling.
Yeah. So even, you know, I think the younger and even the older generations, they've used the word, like, when things are really cool, I've heard the word sick. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that word, but it's used in a different context. Now, maybe they're going to shift the energy of it. I don't know. But, and that's another one, instead of budding, we and. It's the energy of the word itself, and that word, like with anything, the tribal mentality, what it means, because we're all connected to that. We're all connected to the tribal mentality. We're all connected to the divine. If you understand that we are all one, you know, one of the biggest things that I am wanting to explain to a lot of people is that we all have our perspective. And unless you walk in someone else's shoes, you don't know that energy. And when you are talking and speaking, if you are spewing out things that are contradictory or things that harm other people just in judgment, or harm yourself by the words that you're telling yourself, I think it's very important to understand that internal conversation is one of the most important conversations that you can have.
Well, that and your actions.
And,
you can block yourself with not doing the action. If it's not, if you say you'll do something and you don't do it, then your action, you're harming something there, whether it's you or something else.
Well, it's an emotion. It comes back to you with an emotion. So those words, like one of the things I think we talked about a long time ago, and I still have this program out there called 7 Days of Play, and it really talks, every day you get a little exercise that kind of helps you shift. And the first one is pay attention to how you speak to yourself for 7 days. It's easy, 7 days, right? So here we are in 7 days, and I've had people come back and go, I notice I call myself an idiot, or I tell myself I'm stupid. And I've said those words before too, and you catch yourself. My dear friend Anita, she always says, you know, if you want, put a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you say that, pop yourself, and then switch bands, or you could just use like a bracelet that stretches and go from one wrist to the other. So every time, and just notice how many times you're flipping that bracelet back and forth.
You're just trying to interrupt those.
You interrupt the patterns.
The patterns and the habits that you've constructed for yourself so you can better yourself.
Or scratch the record
if
you will.
Yeah.
If any of you have done the Tony Robbins work, that's one thing that he does is he teaches something called scratch the record.
Oh, fuck, he's a DJ. I knew it.
Like, what? What are you talking about, Liz? So there are so many little tricks that you can do to interrupt a pattern and interrupt, you know, whatever it is you're trying to say.
Sometimes I pinch myself.
Yeah. Well, not always the best feeling.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to get the message across a little more.
Ow.
For me, it works.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. So, you know, whatever works for you, like, do that to shift that verbiage or whatever. But one of the things that that I do is I facilitate this work called gap work. And it's that I always say you're always living in between where you are and where you want to be. So it's called gap work because when you get to the place that you want to be, guess what? You want to be somewhere else. So
the gap.
Yeah. I mean, you achieve it. Next thing you know, you're going to take the next step and take the next step and take the next step. And if you do look back at your life, you'll see, oh, I was there. Now I'm here. Now I'm here. Now I'm here. But we spend most of our time in that gap. And what is it that holds us back, keeps us going, or propels us forward? And it is the unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to talk about this because I think people don't realize that we are running on 90% unconscious mind, and most of that was programmed before you were the age of 7.
I see it all the time.
So, things that happen in your life support your story that you tell about your life.
And
your way of being. And it totally makes sense. And what if you change the script in your unconscious mind? And then you'll start filling that, like you remove the triggers, the emotions, and the stuff that's stuck in your unconscious mind, and you open yourself up to infinite new possibilities and creations. And we'll delve more into that later. I'll do some sessions on the show. I'm not going to do one tonight.
One free session.
Short session. Yeah. I've done them out there before. I want to say we've done them. I've done them on the air in the past. But my suggestion is, you know, do these sessions, and it's amazing what the work is, and it's quantum. And most people think, oh, quantum, that's big, but actually quantum is small. Hmm. It's the smallest increment. But here's what happens. When you do the process, you actually keeps removing stuff. Like you can – so the basic thing is we're getting rid of stuff, emotions, and triggers from your past. And this is the big deal for me because, like I said, I'm 60 now, and I can't imagine, I don't want to imagine people living till this ripe age and all the stuff we go through as human beings, because I have to say, probably this human being has not gone through not even an eighth of some of the people that I have worked with and some of the people that I know. And I will tell you that I hands down have an attitude of gratitude about that. But the things that did happen to me were horrific to me. And I don't like using that word, but I use that word.
They
were not nice to me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. I'm not walking through this purposeful life right now with those rocks in my backpack, with that information in my backpack, bringing up emotions, crying, getting upset, anxious, sad, all of those heavy, heavy, heavy. And, and again, if you're there, it's just say thank you. I'm here. I'm a human being. It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to be sad, mad, angry, depressed. I mean, all those things. Understand, too, anger is even you getting your power back. So the more, what did Abraham say? A little aggravated assault could be nice. Just don't stay there. Like the thought, then just let it go. Don't hang on to it for 17 seconds, right? Just keep on moving. Because if we keep on moving and if we look in the direction of joy, or maybe we just look in the direction of understanding, and then sometimes we're never going to understand, and we got to move beyond that. We move into faith. You know, there's a scale of emotions, like I think there's 21 or 22 emotions that Abraham has, and it's like moving up that scale. I like to stay in the first seven, which is the joy, the love, the compassion, the kindness, and all that stuff. It's
gratitude.
all the mushy stuff that people who are not there don't like. So when you start looking in that direction, do you stay there 24/7, 365? No, you do not. And it's okay because we're human. It's all right. Because for me, you know, I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it really low. I do like a challenge on occasion, right? Not necessarily one that's going to kick over my emotions and just totally, like, you know, just member my life. But I want everyone, like this.
You like to use your brain.
So this whole thing with the spiritual community center is, I will be honest with you, when Glow and I talked about it originally, I didn't even think about it. I didn't want to think about it, like taking over the fairs and doing all that stuff. But then when I found out, I thought, what is the thing that I can do for the greatest good for all? Not a me thing, but a we thing. And I keep saying that because it's not just me. One, I am so used to being a lone ranger with some of my work. And I can go into my work, and I can be immersed in my work.
Uh-huh. I know I have to throw you a rope sometimes.
Right. And so, and then a lot of people know this about me. I will go into my work, and I'll come back 3 days later, and here I am. So this is definitely a wee thing. I cannot do a community center or even a psychic fairs without psychics or without healers or wellness, the spiritualists and the wellness facilitators and stuff. And we have a lot of them. They are coming out of the woodwork now. Mm-hmm. So that's the beautiful thing. So we either need to get bigger space, or we're going to have multiple shows. I'm not sure. We're working all that out. But
hopefully all the things.
All the things would be great. I would love to fill a room with readers and have as many people show up as possible.
Readers
can.
On one floor, vendors on the other. I like it.
True. It's so true.
And I'll be doing ear candling in the parking lot.
There you go. but it's everybody. You know, there's so many people that want to be a part of this and they have just said, you know, hey, what can I do to help? And I love that. I don't think I've ever really delegated as much as I did when it first happened. You know, when
it's foreign. And
it is
foreign.
Good, it
does
feel good. It feels good that people do want to step up and people are excited about the next
step. People are helping you do the thing.
Yeah, they are helping do the thing. So that's really beautiful. So, you know, when we understand that we are living in this unconsciousness and things start to change for us. And I know for me, that's what's happening now. Like there's no place I would rather be than.
But does that mean you're living consciously?
Well, you live consciously, but you're weaving in something different unconsciously.
Right.
And that's the important thing because your unconscious mind doesn't care. It's like a weaving loom. It doesn't care what color yarn you put in there. It just weaves it. And then it basically holds it together and says, well, this is what you said, and this is what we programmed, so this is what we're going to do. And it's like a sentinel. It will do its best to keep you safe. And I could feel that because when that overwhelm comes up, I ask my superconscious mind to clear that.
Right, because you just want to shut down.
And because I do want to shut down because it's like it's too much. It's like I have to step away. But now I have a process that helps me clear that. And when I can clear that and move through it, and then I feel more empowered. I feel excitement. I feel like, okay, we're going to do an event on the 18th. And I'm like, I'm a kind of person, I like to do it 2 to 4 weeks out. And we have less than 2 weeks. And that's okay because this is the first time. It's a one-day event on the 18th at 1035 Green Street if you're in Roswell,
Georgia,
from 10 to 6. And we're going to do this event. And so what I did is I just messaged a few of the healers, wellness facilitators, as I like to call them, not taters. Oh, get it? Taters.
Taters.
I just got that.
Yeah.
We should totally do a play on words. We heard a potato barn. That would be funny. Plus, don't like taters.
Anyway.
back to the woo. It's like I just reached out to a few of them because we just want a handful because we want it to be sort of a sampling of different people. Instead of having 15 psychics, we're going to have like 5 psychics.
You got to change it up, man.
You got to change it up. So we want to start introducing some of these energetic modalities that are out here. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited because this will be the first, what are we calling it now? It's the
holistic wellness and psychic emporium.
Emporium.
Anyway, we actually were brainstorming this stuff while we were at dinner, just trying to figure out like what to call it. Emporium.
What was
it? Yeah, something different. Yeah, just make it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was telling A, is that when, you know, Miss Glow was alive, I tried to change her banner and she got mad at me. So I'm changing the banners now. I'm changing the way things look. And
right, you got a tongue thrash.
I got in trouble.
And that look.
Yeah. How dare you change
my stuff. At least you didn't get the F-bomb.
Yeah, I got that a few times too, so. What a character. What a character she is. Oh, my gosh. So it's going to be exciting. We're going to do the first – everybody's in. They're like, hey, I'm in. So we're going to get it out there. And actually, when I get off this show tonight, I will be creating this banner and putting it out there and promoting it. So
yay.
I have about almost 2 weeks to promote it. That's going to be a lot of fun. Wait, what day is this?
I got
10 days to promote it. So,
all right.
Yeah, so that'll be a good time. The cool part, too, let's see, my son's graduating from high school. I know I was doing shows. Jaden was already born. Lily was born when I was on Source Energy Radio because I talked about it, and that was beautiful.
Sweet.
And I miss my kids. I haven't seen them in almost 2 months.
Lily's going to be a play, right?
Lily's going to be in a play. No, Lily's going to sing in something.
Okay.
Not sure. I don't get the clear picture. I just know they're going to be doing
that's
it.
Right.
So Jaden's going
to be
in a play after that, but he's in a play that's not, I don't think it has to do with the school. So
no.
It's kind of cool.
Oh, Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed or something. Anyway, so both of my kids are now singing. One of them is definitely acting. The other one is going to be acting. There's so many changes with them too. And I love that. I love that they're coming into their own. I love that they're growing up. My son has aged out now, and he did visit me over the holidays, so that was kind of fun. I can't wait for another visit either. I think it's going to be see what the next couple of years hold. I am still, Lil's my only one that I don't get her 24/7. I don't get her during the summertime. So.
And yeah. When you get to go down there.
I do. And, you know, just all kinds of wonderful things with her. You know, she's going to summer camp. She's going to be a counselor in training soon. So they're growing up and doing well. Just absolutely doing well. Love them so big, you know. Love them absolutely so big. So it's so weird. It's like, I feel like they were raised on Universal Energy Radio, really, in the very beginning anyway. So not so much in the last 6 years. But anyway. So I just kind of wanted to throw this show out there and let everybody know kind of what's coming up. I'm excited about the changes. I know Elisa and Liz will be excited about the changes. I've already talked to Elisa a little bit. And, you know, we might even revive our old Chai Time show. I don't know. If you're listening, EC, I would love to get on the air with you. And Liz, too, of course. So
Mommy.
Definitely. Check them out tomorrow morning live at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please, you know, join us. And if you want to get notified beyond Blog Talk of anything that we're doing, go to BigPsychicFair.com right now. Just opt into that, and you'll
get on our list.
Get on our list.
Please and thank you.
Yes. So we are going to be sending out the Sun Glow newsletter very shortly here. And we're going to share other metaphysical stores and wellness facilitators and other potatoes.
Are we going to put potatoes on there? We're going to put all the vendors.
Shortly, not this one. I'm actually going to put everybody online. Everybody's going to get their own page. So that's
cool.
The goal. They haven't all given me their information. So there you go.
Yeah.
It is one step at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I went on vacation for a couple of weeks, and I thought to myself, "Oh, I'm on vacation. I'll work on the website." Well, no, that didn't happen.
Well, when you're in Hawaii, I mean, who wants to work? Unless you're surfing and serving Mai Tais or something. I don't know.
It was beautiful. Several of my friends that I went to high school with. We went, and so
you were all basically turning 60
this year. 60 this year. Two of us are already 60, two of us coming up,
and we just had a grand old time, and it was a lot of fun. So,
you had to come back to reality.
If your friends would be on Facebook, you saw the picture of 18-year-olds and then 60-year-olds, and it was kind of funny. It was kind of neat, though, to see, like, in comparison.
Yeah, you're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. You're so kind. I'm blushing. Oh, my God. I am really excited about the comedy nights that we're going to be doing. I think those are going to be
fun. Yeah, I love improv.
Yeah, improv's good, too. So we do have one group already called the Wheel of Fortune. We will probably have at least another two groups. Don't know what those are. I know a lot of people who are digging the idea of comedy. We are a spiritual center, though, so I'm going to try to keep it, you know, not as clean as we can. No F-bombs. I would ask you not to, but especially if there are children present. That's
if there's children present, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I channel my inner glow a lot.
So. I know you do. I know you do. But, yeah, so this is an impromptu show. I love it. It's
changing and flowing and going and raising the vibration.
Mm-hmm. And it's just living in a state of appreciation and gratitude. And if you don't know how to get there, just go outside during the day and look up at the sky and look at the trees and look at if you're in New York, you have to go to Central Park. I think Liz has one tree by her building.
Yeah, you can look out a window.
But you can look out a window.
Usually,
not in New York. Remember what happens when you look out of Liz's window? It's more building. More buildings.
Yeah,
more
but there's buildings. Pigeons.
Yeah, there's pigeons. Yeah. And Liz, if you're listening, we love you. We love you and we love your space.
Yes.
It's all good. We painted clouds in Liz's room, so she's actually living in the clouds, so it's all good. Just even looking back at when I started on Source Energy Radio with Trey so many years ago. And you know, for those who don't know the story, back in 2009, I think it was 2009, holy Toledo. Trey from Source Energy Radio asked me to do a radio show, and so we would just record all kinds of stuff and send it to him, and he'd put it on the air. And he left the planet in 2010, and then this is when we created Universal Energy Radio. So that's the exciting part here. In July, I think we're going on 14 years of being on the air. So a lot of changes. I was actually reviewing some of the old shows that I did back in the day, and we're going to revisit a lot of those people. They're going to come back on. I'm just excited. I mean, people are just, they're just so kind and loving, and I'm getting a lot of yeses from.
Man, that support. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful. And it's like, I was telling Amy earlier, I said, I feel loved. I totally, feel loved. Hope that I embody that, not only for myself, but for other people, but I really, especially these last two fairs, have really felt the support from people. And I mean, the people that I'm sitting down with, having conversations, people, and these aren't vendors, these are people who are coming in to partake and support us at the fair. But some of these people are amazing, and they have knowledge of when everything goes beyond what we ever expected it, they're there, and they're telling me they're waiting to help us, and they want to help us. And so to me, that's just beautiful, because you don't know who walks in the door, I'll tell you right now, the universe is showing me glimpses of the next steps. And that's the cool part. Pay attention to those people that show up in your life, the conversations that you have, how you are being, not only with yourself, but with other people.
How are you showing up?
How you're showing up in the world. And how you're being the example, because for me, that's the key.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I talked to you about this earlier. There's just major frustration about my lack of co-parenting with my ex, with my children, and that I was told today that I was not, I did not RSVP for Jaden's graduation, so therefore I can celebrate with him in some other way. And I'm like, that's not acceptable to me. I want to see my young man walk. And so he's checking tomorrow just to make sure, because he told me you could just walk in. So my plan is to just walk in if that's the case, but he's going to verify that with me. But the thing is that as another human being especially a co-parent or someone who's the other parent to your children, you're showing your children how you treat people. And you're showing your children. And for me, could I lash out? Yes. And in the past, had I lashed out? Yes. I will tell you, I was not nice 6 years ago. Because when it was happening, I was very frustrated because I wanted to see my children. I wanted my family back. I mean, hands down. I think if you listen to my shows, What Would Love Do? I mean, you can tell where my intentions are, and that just did not happen. But I will tell you right now, I do not say anything. I'm asking. I ask a lot. I don't get answers, but I will tell you that. You don't have to say anything. You show people how to treat you. And so that's what I hope I'm doing. I'm hoping that I am showing people how to treat me and how I treat them. And I'm using myself as an example, but I think it's that for everybody. I'm not talking about being a doormat either, though. I'm talking about, you know, have your boundaries. And speaking up, because this has made me speak up, too, when something is not – to our liking, or
something
needs to happen,
yeah.
We need to step up and say, no, this is not how we do things. You can do things all you want. You just don't do them in here, you know.
Yeah.
So we've had that. We've had people who, you know, I'm sure the majority of people on my social media page, you know, when I'm sitting here talking about the big psychic fair, I don't get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of, I have everything from anti-gay rhetoric coming through from my family. I'm going to say that out loud. There's a lot of my family who post things that are very not nice.
It's very venomous.
It's very venomous, and that's why I say you don't know unless you're in someone else's shoes. You don't judge people. You don't judge people. You know, walk a day in my shoes. Walk a day in someone else's shoes. Walk a day in a trans person's shoes. You will understand, but we don't. I don't understand the whole trans movement.
I get it.
I respect it. It is what it is, and I allow, and I embrace, and I don't.
And it doesn't affect
and
me.
And
right?
It doesn't affect me. So, I know very kind, loving, adorable trans people. So
yeah.
I'm not even. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, and you know what? I know very kind, adorable Christian people,
and
I love
people.
Them, and hetero people.
People of all races and colors.
Right, and so
and
it's, that's the thing, religion. You know, oh, wow, this world. The other day I was talking to some younger folk, I'm going to say that, and it was, you know, I said, I wish we could just throw gender out the window, and then they started talking about, you know, gender, not gender issues at all, but just how, oh, I like gender. I like being female. Or I like, you know, and then one's like, oh, I like playing, I like dressing up, you know, very feminine, and then I can dress like masculine or whatever. So it's, you know, it doesn't, to me, having that conversation, if that's what you're, you know, want to have a conversation about, that's fine. I think gender is an interesting thing. I think we shouldn't, it shouldn't be like a number one billboard in the world. I think that's a little ridiculous. And I think politics blows it up to be something bigger than it is. Yeah. Because people basically in general are so cool.
Yeah.
I've met more cool people in the past several months than ever before. I mean, just really open, very loving, very honest people. Anyway. Okay. What else?
I don't know. What rabbit hole do you want to go down?
I know, right? We only have about 10 minutes left. So that's the thing. It's like I want to help people be, do, and have.
Yeah.
How do I do that? I'm asking the universe. One thing that you can do is ask powerful questions. I've moved from affirmations to powerful questions. Show me how we can make the fair successful. Show me how we can make the community center successful, more successful. Show me how I can be of service to a greater audience. Show me how I co-create with other people and even with other nonprofits, which I've already started doing, which is kind of cool. You know, so you, because
it's
freaking awesome. And when you're in, apparently it's an interesting world, the world of nonprofits. It's a very interesting world. And there are, interesting in ways that I don't want to go and interesting in ways that I would love. You know what I mean? Like some people build
there's a duality.
There is a duality to everything. And now you had said that earlier. You had said that earlier.
With all things.
Yep. And that, but that's what, if you think about it, that's what kind of makes the world push in a direction because of the duality and because of the contrast. Because that's the thing. Sometimes we need things to move us in a different direction.
Sure.
And if we don't do it ourselves, guess what? The universe is going to do it for us.
True.
The universe, divine, God, whatever, is going to push you to go in the way that you're supposed to go. Now, my caveat to that is go in the way that you want to go. Don't use someone else's words. Don't use someone else's values. Use your own. And the reason I say that, first of all, you're already programmed with your parents' values, most of your parents' values, your grandparents, your aunts, uncle, whoever raised you.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun to deprogram yourself and then rewire yourself.
Right.
I've kind of been doing that off and on my whole life.
Right. And obviously, if you are listening to this show, you're definitely, you know, working on aligning, or you are aligning, because we're vibing at a different frequency. And I know that for a fact because of people that either drop out of my life or come into my life. So that's been quite amazing to watch. And that is, to me, it's getting rid of the unconscious clutter. Hey, that's kind of cool. I just made that up. The unconscious clutter that's stuck, getting rid of that, open yourself up for some beautiful new stuff to come in. And then co-create with people who are vibing with you. And I say vibing because when you're in alignment, you're going to show up for each other. And I think that is one thing, you know, I'm going to work with my people, my vendors and my readers, because I really want them to understand marketing in the human world and how that works and the reason why we're doing some of the things that we're doing. The thing is what do you set an intention for? Even in marketing, once you set an intention, all of the inspired action that you take enhances that intention. And a lot of times, like I could send out 5,000 emails, but I could get 300 people who have never been on our email list. And it's like, isn't that interesting that you sent out 5,000 emails and you got 3,000 people in? And even people who I found out people coming to the fair for years are not on the list. I put them on the list last weekend.
Nice.
So that's another thing. Like we keep asking, how did you hear about us? Did you, you know, are you on social media? You know, so we're asking all those things. Anyway, but what I'm saying is I want to enlighten, you know, people in my world, which is the marketing promotions world. And at the same time, even though I play in that arena, I feel like the spiritual world is where I want to be. And I want to help motivate and inspire people. So if we can do that for you, please, or if you have any questions or if you have any topics you want us to talk about, please email ask@universalenergyradio.com. I check that email. So email us, let us know, call into the show when we program and people know that we're on. That would be great. And then what else?
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, thanks for showing up. But also want to, you know, one last mention.
Shout out to Magic Mind.
Shout out
they
to Magic Mind.
They changed my mind and my life during this pre-menopausal or menopausal brain fog, which I think all women know that you do go through. Anyway.
Yeah, I've already done with that. So
really helped me.
Yeah. And this, I mean, I'm telling you, just all the things, I mean, I had, let's see, Glow passed away. I inherited the fairs. Something else that happened. I know Gloria was in the hospital. I mean, there were a couple of, you know, really, she was in the hospital like, what, December, January? And there was, like, hospice care and all of this stuff.
There was,
stuff.
Like, a whirlwind of life stuff along with
yes.
that. It's just been, woo, hang on to your bootstraps, y'all.
Yeah. And before that, something else. There's something else that
yeah.
happened. So we've had a lot of, we've had a lot of things. Literally, it's probably been about a year now that things have been like kind of intense. They're slowing down. They're peacing out right now, so that's really good. But anyway, we want to thank you for joining us, even just listening to this. Again, we are live right now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 a.m. With Liz and Alisa, and it's the Sum of Us show. And they're beautiful energies and would love to have you guys call into them and or just listen into them. That's cool.
And then definitely stay tuned. I believe we're going to do Southern Psychics on a Friday, if I can when I get my act together and schedule this.
Remember, words are spells.
Oh, yeah, words are spells.
They're the first spells.
That's true.
You can enchant your life with good shit or bad shit. Just
oh, there you
that.
Go.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
There's my inner glow.
So, yes, we do appreciate you and for listening to you. We are going to call this the Magic Mind Show because I think that's an appropriate name. I was, like, tumbling over, like, a name for the show, like an inspiration show. And it was like, it's already out there. Like, but, you know, even though if Magic Mind decides they're not going to sponsor us, that's okay, too. It's still the Magic Mind Show because your mind is magic. And in the next shows coming up, I'm going to be sharing tidbits on helping you make your mind magic because, you know, let's get all sciencey. Your neural pathways have elasticity. Let's just put it that way. So
yeah.
We're talking about that. So the work that I do, what it does, breaks the neural pathways and you create new ones. Okay. That's
anyway.
Real quick. Yeah. So if you want to reach out to me, ask at universalenergyradio.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to the Magic Mind Show. Best enjoyed chilling. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? So I'm taking the words from Magic Mind. And again, they are magicmind.com. You can reach out to them at hello@magicmind.com with any questions. Tell them Universal Energy Radio /Anna or just Universal Energy Radio sent you. We'd appreciate that. Give it a try. I would say give it a try, especially if you're having some foggy brain, random lack of clarity, need to take a nap or 10 naps during the middle of the day.
Help my brain stop skipping.
Yeah. It's too funny. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. And I am trying to find the out music. You are listening to Universal Energy Radio. And we'll talk to you soon.
Toodles.